everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 27th episode of Power Rangers RPM, Control, Alt, Delete. And so without further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go.
A computer virus has built armies of robotic soldiers and taken control of our world. But there is still one place we can be safe. The domed city of Corinth. And the only hope we have left is...
Control Alt Delete was the 27th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on October 3rd, 2009, written by David Garber and directed by Charlie Haskell. That doesn't seem like something you should be showing kids. It will be generation 15.
That's really gonna be something!
I think I'll go introduce my sidekick to our friendly traitor, General Shifter.
Not yet, Kilobyte. When our new weapon is finished, Shifter will pay the price for his betrayal.
As you wish.
Well, I don't see the trucks.
They're kind of obvious, too. Jeez.
There's no sign of the Vengex Palace yet. The tracks are pretty broken up.
I'm tracking your position. In 2.4 miles, the signal will be too weak to read. We're ready to go, Scott!
Just give us the word.
Do not make a move until I say so. Rangers out.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Scott's gonna have something happen to him this episode. Maybe the next one.
Feels like we're close.
He's definitely hurting.
I don't know for sure.
You came out here with Tanaya.
She knew the way. I was counting on our tracks to get us back there.
What about landmarks? Do you see anything familiar?
Face it, the tracks are gone. We're gonna be chasing our tails before you know it.
Look, if you wanna give up,
just that's enough! Nobody is...
Are you okay?
Scott!
Look, it's not so bad now. I'm just gonna go lay down. You know, maybe it's just something I ate.
It's not something you ate, is it?
Definitely not.
Hyperbot was just the beginning. Soon the world will discover just how brilliant I truly am.
And of course, no one's around to see this.
Excellent.
Yes.
That's Generation 15? I'd say a 10 is more.
satisfactory work, if I do say so myself. But far from perfect.
This new weapon only needs one more thing. A mission.
So far, I've only determined it's a nanomagnetic transmitter.
Which means zip to me, but anything that starts with nano does not belong in your chest.
Is it what I have? Vengix virus?
No, it's not the virus. But I haven't discovered its exact function.
Scott's not in his room.
Or the garage.
Or outside.
We've looked
everywhere.
Start a scan for his...
Uh-oh. Wonder what he's doing.
It's a breach in sector E12. Downtown. It looks like a Vengix signature.
All right, you scan for Scott. We'll go see who came to visit.
What a nice day for a disaster!
I kind of like that even Dylan is to the point now where it's like, well, if Scott is in trouble, we'll take care of him first. At least he's fighting it.
What the? Get out of the way!
I can't!
Shift is controlling him. It's that thing in his chest.
You learn quickly, Rangers. And now...
No.
Don't do it, Scott!
We've got to shoot. Lock on target.
We don't have a clear shot.
The best weapon against the Rangers is another Ranger! Who knew?
Get out of the way!
I believe Rita knew. Who else? Uh-oh. What is this?
Get this thing out of me!
Scott! Ouch! That just fell out? Ew. Oh, something new has been added.
Correct. I'm Tanaya 15, attack bot.
Uh-oh. Look at her listen to her voice. Sister.
Don't let Benjax... Dylan!
No! Benjax shall rule the world.
Systems go for deployment.
I'm going for liftoff.
I guess I'll take a turn. Yeah. Clear out. I've got a shot.
Walked on target.
Wow, they're actually doing some damage to him. Or he's faking it.
Red energy
I like that. He gets to use both blue and red. Nice. Oh, this should be fun. Oh, he threw his cape, which looks like a trash bag. Why didn't it have all the cool... Oh, he lost his helmet. I'm not sure why he lost his helmet. But why did they do the cool graphic thing where he's, like, sliding all around? Oh, no, that's cool. Helmetless and with the explosion behind him. Nice.
Shifter shot the control key into Scott. The technology in the key allowed Shifter to control Scott's mind.
Say mind control? Do you know what that could do for us?
It could allow us to stop Venjax?
No. We could have every lovely lady in Corn City just chasing us.
Your macho musk not working?
That's kind of sick, dude.
Doc, they've used this thing on Scott. It's trash now, right? End of story.
Wrong. It was damaged, not trashed. When we're done, it will be able to interrupt a person's thinking long enough to capture them.
Would it work on Zenaya?
Theoretically, yes.
But for how long?
I can't be sure. It was damaged, but I believe it should work for up to 3 to 4 seconds. After that, the mind control will cease.
3 to 4 seconds? That's all we need to catch her.
3 to 4?
Oh, he looked so different before.
That's because he was in one piece.
Who's... Oh!
She attacks the city while I stay here doing inventory on junk?
Junk? Shifter had body armor made of hard titanium shields. His robotics will be the foundation of my new form. I can trust no one but you to help me build it.
As you wish, great Venjax.
You've got one key, one shot. Once you've hit Tanaya, you've got
3 to 4 seconds before we lose control. We know.
About this whole mind control thing.
No.
But seriously, I've got some really.
You know.
You see, I don't have to hear a whole idea to know it's bad.
She's got a point. Anyway, have you noticed that for a show that's wasted, used so much of their money on the fights and things, their prop weapons look kind of crud. The key looks pretty cool, but that gun that Dylan was carrying is a little, eh. This guy does not look happy either. look at this. We've already had a morphed fight and a robot fight, and we're still have time to get the human fight in before the end of the episode. And there's still like 7 minutes left. Meanwhile, around the corner. She's gonna show up from a different place, isn't she? Caught the hammer. Oh, didn't work too well, but are we gonna do this two at a time or something here? What the heck? Blue and red don't get a morph? Poop.
Waiting for someone?
Oh, crap. That thing managed to do a flip. Good job there, Zicky. Yeah, this is not going well. Oops. Dude, it broke the shield. Something happened there. What happened? Uh-oh. Is he gonna save his friends over shooting her in the back? Oh, he shot the robot so they could control it for a couple seconds.
Everybody okay?
Yeah, thanks. Let's make this personal.
All right. Right. Yeah.
RPM enforcer. Lock on to target.
Locked.
Activate engine cell.
Fire!
That was a long 3 to 4 seconds, by the way.
Yeah.
Begin the download now.
Are we going to get another Zord fight? It's going to be a shorty. There's no way that little thing is going to be able to take care of that guy after the trouble it gave to 7-8 Rangers. Seven Rangers. Because I can count. They actually kind of showed it go through. Not bad. Poor Dylan.
So we design a new and improved control key. Maybe it looks like a brooch, you see? And then we make thousands of them to sell at a reasonable price. And we make a profit and get rich.
You keep saying...
We. What part do you do?
Well, I do the getting rich part, but that's not easy, believe me.
So nothing explodes?
Or gets destroyed?
No, well, I'm open to...
No, no fun now. I thought they'd grown past that.
Using the control key on the attack bot was the right decision.
Didn't help my sister much, did it?
There's still time for that. Actually, there isn't much time. The Vengex virus has spread to nearly 40% of your body. By my calculations, when that number hits 50, you'll begin to lose control to Vengex. I can't stop it.
Uh-oh. Running out of time, guys. Alright, so that was actually pretty interesting. We got two episodes worth of Zord footage taken care of. And it didn't seem super crammed. I do see, and I don't know, and I'm thinking this was not the part of the original plan, but not that, Judd Lynn is now fully in charge. He's kind of repeating himself. Do you remember in Space when Astronema thought she was a bad guy most of the time? Finally realized she was not and was one of the good guys and was Andros' sister. Only to be retaken by Dark Spectre and computer programmed to be a bad guy again. Yeah, that's happening here. The only difference is we haven't gotten to the finale yet. And she didn't get a haircut, so that's nice. But actually, I don't think she had a hair. I think it must have been a wig in Space. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see if she is saved again before the finale, or if it's something that happens in the finale ends up saving her. I don't know. Anyway, well, that's going to do it for this time. Next time, we'll be watching the, next episode of Power Rangers RPM, Run Ziggy Run, which I'm sorry, sounds like an episode from an early episode, but I promise you, it is not. So anyway, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.